Good morning and happy St. Patrick's Day. We haven't said that in church yet this morning. So when I was young, St. Patrick's Day was green cookies and cupcakes, you know, and shamrock shakes from McDonald's. I don't even know if they still do that anymore, but I'm dating myself. Anyway, St. Patrick's Day really wasn't church related when I was growing up, but it does have a church tie. So listen to this. When some people think of St. Patrick's Day, they think of snakes, and I'm going to tell you why. I don't really like snakes, so I try not to think about snakes. But the legend of St. Patrick is that he removed all the snakes from the nation of Ireland. It's only a myth, of course, but it's a myth rooted in the real story of St. Patrick. In his time, Ireland was a nation of barbarians. Wild people didn't follow any rules. When he was just a boy, St. Patrick was kidnapped and taken to Ireland, where he lived as a slave for 6 years. After he escaped and went back to his home in England, God called him to be a missionary. And guess who he was called to share God with? The people of Ireland, who had enslaved him. St. Patrick endured many years of persecution and hardship, but in the end, his efforts were successful, and he led the Irish people to accept Christianity. Now, it was a snake, we remember, in the Garden of Eden that tempted Adam and Eve to sin, and when St. Patrick freed the people from their pagan religion, you know, where they worshipped golden cows and had many gods instead of our one true God, when he led them to Christianity, he symbolically drove the snake from the island. So St. Patrick's story is a reminder that the gospel is for everyone. So he not only forgave the people that enslaved him, but he also took the gospel to them. So this reminds us that we need to share the good news of Jesus with all people, no matter how sinful they appear to be or how they treat us. Now, not everyone will accept the gospel, but if we let God lead the way, we'll find hearts ready and willing to accept and embrace the good news that transformed Ireland. So one day, God will chase the snakes away from our world and create a new kingdom without sin. But until then, it's up to us to follow St. Patrick's footsteps and share the gospel with whoever will listen. And we do that with our words and our actions that share God's love. And we can all do that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the fun of St. Patrick's Day, but we thank you for this message that we are to go and to serve and to share, sharing your love and your message with all the world. Help us to be bold and do that today and always. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.